Right now, I have on the phone, would you believe, Susan Cowsill. Hey, Susan, how are you?
Hello, Guy. I am doing well, and man, it's hot.
It is. Where exactly are you right now?
I think I'm in Sacramento, California.
You are on tour, aren't you?
We are. We're on tour with the Happy Together Tour. It's our 2022 run that we're so grateful to be on after the last couple of few years we've all been experiencing.
Yeah.
And we are headed to the Arizona territory. I think we're playing on the...
July 14th is what I have.
Hall.
Yeah.
We're playing on Thursday, July 14th at the Music Hall.
TCC Music Hall, which, by the way, did you know it's been named in honor of Linda Ronstadt?
Oh, my gosh, are you kidding me?
I am
that
serious.
That makes me so happy. that's so fitting.
She's a Tucson girl.
I do know that. She's one of my heroes. Make no mistake. That's cool. That gives me even more excited anticipation to come to y'all down. We're looking forward to it.
Well, tell me, who you all bringing with you?
Oh, right. I must clarify, I live in New Orleans for the last 30 years, so you'll have to forgive my y'all. Well, who we have with us, we have, we have the Cowsills. That's my band.
Okay.
And we have the Association out here with us, Classic Four. We've got, of course, the Turtles. We've got, I don't want to miss anybody, and I could because, I'm getting old. Ron Dante from the Archies, but he's a Turtle now. I know I'm going to get me into, and the Vogue. That's it, the Vogue. They're the new kids on the block.
Very good. So, now, how does this work out with all of these different bands? Who plays first? Who wraps things up? How much time do the bands get?
That's a really great question, Guy. It is an orchestrated moment. We have a musical director, Godfrey Townsend. I may as well shout him out. And, me and my brothers have been doing this show for 7 years now, but it alternates. We alternate bands. The Cowsills have always opened up. We just like that position because we kind of feel like we're getting the party started. And we're the youngest. I'm going to say that while none of the guys are around. We're the youngest out here at 60s and 70s. So, they put us out there to kind of wind up the gang. And I think it's maybe a seniority thing, kind of. I don't know. I'll tell you what I can tell you. When we get to the venues and we pick the dressing rooms, and if we are in old theaters, it's at the Cowsills at the top of the stairs. Because we're the youngest.
Oh, I love that. That is.
And that's one way we sort out dressing rooms. We travel in two buses. We have a core band, a house band, the Happy Together Band, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And they are phenomenal. And they play these songs just like the records. And they back up all of us. The Cowsills have their own band on off-season time. But when we're happy together, it's just my brother Bob, Paul, and I. And then the Happy Together Band backs us up.
You know the story behind Rick Nelson's Garden Party song, don't you?
I think I loosely do.
It was a case where he had performed with a number of older groups, and he started singing some songs that were new because, he wanted to sing some new songs, and he got booed by the crowd.
Right.
My question is, how much of a pressure is for the councils and the other groups taking part just to do the songs that you did and not to try to give folks anything new?
Okay. Well, that's a super... You got really great questions, Guy. And I think this will make sense to you once I share it with you. We are on this particular tour, okay? And this particular tour is about those beautiful hits, those amazing songs that we all grew up with, lived our lives to, that are like the soundtracks of our life. And so this particular outing each summer is about celebrating those hits, those moments. And so when we're out here doing this, it's a blast. It's kind of like a like being on a 45 ride of your own self.
Righto.
You know what I mean? And it's hit after hit, and people are so moved because we all have a song that meant something or several. And so the experience is so, palpably amazing that it's fun to do. And then I will tell you that each of these bands have their own band that when we're not out on this tour, they're out playing with. And there and then, you can play whatever you like. The Councils have a 90-minute show. Councils have a new record coming out. So there's plenty of places to stretch your artist self and get that, whatever you need. And poor Ricky, because maybe that wasn't what was going on back then. Surely now, you know, we can have everything.
Make it a point to sing the songs exactly the way that they were on the 45s?
You know, I don't think that any of us could make a point to do it or not do it because we've been doing them for so long. They are what they are. It'd be kind of goofy to, you know, it's like William Shatner sings Greatest Hits and I Love You, Bill. But it'd be like to try and just purposefully screw up or mess around with your songs. Your hits is kind of a funny idea to me. I surely don't hit it. I mean, good God, I was 8 years old when we recorded those. And though we are singing them in the same keys, y'all, so come out for that in of itself to watch these old people trying to hit these things, which you do. But I'm saying, you know, I have to sing it slightly differently because I'm 63 now, not 8.
When the Councils broke onto the national stage, you were 8?
Yeah, I was. Well, actually, I was 7 when Rain the Park came out, and I wasn't even on that song. That's a little trivia for the Flower Girl song. I did not sing on it.
Oh.
But by the time we were a hit and we were on Ed Sullivan, I had become 8 years old and joined the band. So it looked like I was there from the beginning, and of course, you know.
What was it like being on the Sullivan Show?
Oh, my God, I can't. Oh, Guy, it was the best. And I really remember it because I have this weird kind of memory. And, here we are, like 4 years after watching the Beatles with my brothers in our living room. We're on the very same stage, and my guys were pretty beside themselves. I'm sure they would have had a lot more fun if my mother and I weren't standing there with them. But hey, that's rock and roll or not.
What can you tell us about how many of the original crew are still singing today?
In my band?
Yes.
Oh, in the Councils? So the Councils proper are Susan Council, Bob Council, and Paul Council. And then our two nephews, Brendan and Ryan Council. And then my husband, Russ Broussard, is our drummer. And we have a dear friend from Louisiana who's our bass player. Now, my brother John, who is an original Council member, has been drumming for the Beach Boys for 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah, he has been an official member with those guys. Like, and then when we got back together, hey, we had his day job, you know. So, but there are 4 original members alive and kicking and making music out there. That's for sure, the Councils.
That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, you know, but like, you know, I mean, yeah, it is. An original membership is certainly an honor. And God, you know, it's like it's a DNA moment. You either live long or you don't. But I tell you what lasts forever, these songs that we're all playing out here. And that's the thing. There's a music that we're bringing out. I'm tickled by it every night. There isn't one show I haven't stood at the side stage, I think, unless I just couldn't feel good.
Speaking of the songs and the groups lasting such a long time, how do you explain that? All of these oldies that are 50, sometimes 60 years old, still such a big part of everyday life in America.
Okay, here's my personal sociological take on it.
Okay,
because we know there's a lot of music that has come and gone, and yet these songs keep staying on. So what I think is this, is that when music, the music world, pop music industry, radio, rock and roll. It was a very young world, and we were a part of it. We were at the dawn of all of these moments of when rock and roll came to life, and that genre of music had a finite amount of time. And so I have a friend here who's trying to trip me up on a radio show. Thanks a lot. Fun on tour guy. I'm not even kidding you. That was one of our crew trying to mess me up. Okay. So what I think is due to the fact that our baby boomer, call it whatever, the 50s on till maybe the 80s. But, like, you know, that's giving it a longer life. I just think it's because it was our original music of a generation that latched on to pop music as a way of life. And so we're still here kicking up boomers, and we're taking it to the mat, man.
Let me ask you a question that I know you've answered a million times. But how did the cow cells figure in with the Partridge Family?
I love this question because... So here we have the Cow Sills. We are officially on the map from 1967 on. We really started in 64. But we were very popular from 67 to 70, let's say, 71. And right in the very beginning of From Ed Sullivan, et cetera, we had our own TV show, even a special on NBC. And the Partridge people saw us, and they started to create a TV show around the Cow Sills, our actual family. And it took a couple of years for them to create it. And by the time they really got to us, they came out and stayed at our home to see if we were actors or not. And we had kind of grown out of this storyline in a way. The boys were getting a lot older. They were becoming teenagers. You know, the world was changing, and we were no longer suitable for our own story. And they really wanted actors, and they wanted Shirley Jones. And so the Partridges came directly from the Cow Sills with our blessing.
That is something
else.
And
that's that answer, man. Yeah, and it's on all the documentaries. You can Google it, and it is confirmed. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. We love the Partridges.
Very cool.
And
I noticed that when I was speaking to you on the phone before we went live on the air, you said, "Oh, groovy."
Yeah, I'm afraid that I have not really... I'm in my own little time warp.
Hey, stay there because we love you.
I cannot tell you how much we're looking forward to. We love coming to Arizona. Y'all rock.
Okay. Happy Together Tour featuring the Cow Sills, going to be happening July 14th at the TCC Music Hall. Susan Cow Sill, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us today.
And thank you guys, and we're all looking forward to seeing you guys. We get pretty riled up for a bunch of old people.
All right.
Come on out.
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Where the air is fine with the sweet smelling pine and the countryside's pretty. saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew,
I knew.
She could make me happy.
She could make me happy.
Favorites from the Cowsills. And it was so good to speak with Susan Cowsill just a few minutes ago. She's going to be here with the Cowsills for the Happy Together Tour at the TCC Music Hall on July 14th. That's one you want to go to. You're listening to KGVY, AM 1080, FM 101.5.